Welcome to today's Let's Talk in Enola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Kaisha Thompson in the second of a two-part interview about the Warren County Farm Bureau and the Hartford Barbecue Bash, about the upcoming farm-to-table dinner. All right, well, tell us a little bit about the farm-to-table community feed, because I think these are becoming more and more popular, and it's kind of something that I am really looking forward to, especially sourcing locally produced growers and some other food.
Exactly. We haven't seen anything of its kind here in Warren County, as far as I know. And we decided, well, actually, the Hartford Betterment Committee approached Farm Bureau for a sponsorship for the whole barbecue bash. And our board of directors, who are all volunteers and farmers in Warren County, they said, well, what if we just sponsor the dinner? Because they wanted to do a community feed. And we said, what if we just sponsor the dinner and make it a farm-to-table dinner, and we source everything locally, and we smoke the meat, and then just all the funds can go back to your Hartford Betterment Committee to help build the sign for their city. So they were on board with that. We gathered a few other sponsors who are helping us out. We have to give a big shout out to the Warren County Cattlemen's Association, Warren County Pork Producers Association, and the Warren County Corn Growers Association, who have been super gracious and donated money to help fund this dinner to where we can put more money back into the Hartford Betterment Committee. But it's really cool because each ingredient or each menu item on the dinner menu will feature some ingredient that comes from a Warren County farm, a grower or producer in Warren County. So literally everything on the menu will have something coming from Warren County. So from the meats produced by local farmers and processed locally at the Milo Locker, to the drinks, we're doing flavored lemonades featuring berries from local farms, and even honey from a local honey producer. This has been so exciting to plan. It's been something I've dreamt up for quite a few years, and it's amazing the people who have supported this and just been so excited for it and then just donated their produce or donated their time or donated money to this cause, which is just incredible. So the support's been phenomenal. But the menu, the meal itself will be catered by Prime Country Barbecue and Catering. They're out of Sully. They will be there in their big trailer serving the meal, and the meal will consist of your choice of a sandwich, which will either be brisket, beef brisket sandwich, or a pulled pork sandwich, and then you can top it with locally made barbecue sauces from Valentine Food Company. And Valentine Food Company, their sauces are sold locally in most Hy-Vees and even at the Milo Locker. And all the meat will be processed at the Milo Locker. The pulled pork actually is coming from the Adam Hill Family Farms outside of Indianola. So they are the pork came from their farm and then processed at Milo Locker. The beef came locally as well and processed at Milo Locker. Then for sides, we have sweet corn coming from Good Hue Produce out of Carlisle. They are also supplying the cabbage that will be in the coleslaw as another side dish. Then we will have baked beans with bacon, which is also coming from the Adam Hill Family Farms outside of Indianola. And then what am I missing? Oh, for dessert. Dessert will be your choice of a homemade pie or homemade cookies. The pies, we have two different bakers. Tuckerberry Farm, which is outside of Hartford, they are making homemade pies. They're making a triple berry pie and strawberry rhubarb pie. And the rhubarb and the berries will be coming from their farm there in Hartford. The other pies featured will be coming from the Good Stuff, and they will be featuring a strawberry rhubarb pie, which is a blue ribbon winner at the state fair. And then the cookies are being made by Mama Rids. And the cookies will be kind of like a thumbprint cookie, but a little bit bigger. So they're like a shortbread cookie. And then they will feature a jam in the middle. And the jam is coming from the Edge of the Woods Berry Farm, just north of Indianola. And the jam is made with berries from their farm as well. Then the drinks, so to quench your thirst, we'll have fresh squeezed lemonade in a variety of flavors. We will have a honey lemonade with honey from Henkelman Honey outside of Hartford or Carlisle. I can't remember. They're also at the Carlisle Farmers Market along with Good Hugh Produce. But the honey lemonade will feature honey coming from Henkelman Honey, which is a really great business because all the funds they make from their honey sales go back to a foundation that provides scholarships. And then another lemonade flavor will be Aronia lemonade coming from Aronia berries that are grown on the Fogles Organic Aronia Farm outside of Carlisle, kind of between Carlisle and Indianola. And they have a 40-acre field full of Aronia berries. And if you don't know what Aronia berries are, they are a berry that's a little tart but very rich in antioxidants. And when you add this Aronia juice to the lemonade, it's just phenomenal. It's a taste you have to experience. It's probably one of my favorites. And then the other lemonade flavor will be a berry lemonade featuring berry syrup, which comes from berries grown, again, on the Edge of the Woods Berry Farm just north of Indianola. So all of those delicious foods will be there and drinks. And then decorating the tables, we will have fresh-cut flowers from the Cordham Farm north of Indianola as well. So lots of great food, great people, and we're going to showcase the faces behind these foods. So when you come to the dinner, all of the farmers will be scattered around the tables, including some of our Farm Bureau members, to talk to you about the local farms in Warren County and what they grow on their farm. They'll be seated around at the tables with their family, so the husband, wife, the children, the grandparents, whoever's involved in the farm, they'll be seated at the tables, and they will love to answer your questions that you have about farming and learning about where your food comes from.
Thanks to Kaisha Thompson for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.